Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Technical Analysis of the Financial Markets by John J. Murphy stands as a monumental guide within the domain of financial trading. Serving as an expanded and updated version of his earlier work, Technical Analysis of the Futures Markets, this book broadens its reach to encompass all major financial markets. Murphy's work is often coined as the Bible for traders, providing an exhaustive overview of technical analysis theories and practical applications. His writing demystifies a range of complex concepts, making them accessible to traders and investors at various levels of expertise. From the basics of charting and analysis of market trends to the nuanced strategies for commodities and stocks, Murphy offers insights grounded in his extensive experience. This comprehensive guide is designed not just to inform, but also to improve the trading strategies of its readers, making it an essential read for anyone looking to navigate the often turbulent waters of the financial markets successfully. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the basics of technical analysis. Technical Analysis of the Financial Markets provides a thorough introduction to the fundamentals of technical analysis. This crucial section lays the groundwork for understanding how market participants use historical price data and volume information to forecast future price movements. Key concepts such as support and resistance levels, trend lines, and chart patterns are explored in detail. Murphy also discusses the significance of moving averages and how they help in identifying market trends. This fundamental knowledge is vital for anyone looking to make informed trading decisions. By dissecting how prices move in trends and examining the psychological aspects behind market movements, Murphy equips readers with the tools necessary to interpret market indicators effectively. Secondly, chart patterns and their significance. Murphy dives deep into the realm of chart patterns, a core topic for traders relying on technical analysis. He discusses various patterns such as head and shoulders, double tops and bottoms, triangles and flags. Each pattern is broken down with illustrative examples, highlighting how they can signal reversals or continuations in market trends. Understanding these patterns allows traders to anticipate potential market movements and make decisions accordingly. Murphy's explanations provide clarity on the psychological motivations underlying these patterns, offering insights into the demand and supply dynamics at play. This section is invaluable for those seeking to hone their ability to read the market's directional cues. Thirdly, technical indicators and oscillators. This segment of the book introduces a variety of technical indicators and oscillators that traders can use to evaluate market conditions. Murphy covers the application and interpretation of momentum indicators such as the Relative Strength Index, RSI, Moving Average Convergence, Divergence, MACD, and Stochastic Oscillators. These tools are pivotal in identifying overbought or oversold conditions, helping traders gauge the strength or weakness of a market trend. The author also explains how combining multiple indicators can provide a more accurate analysis of potential trading opportunities. By mastering these indicators, readers can significantly enhance their trading strategies, making more informed decisions based on market sentiment and trend strength. Fourthly, the role of market psychology. Murphy emphasizes the importance of understanding market psychology, a sometimes overlooked aspect of technical analysis. This section delves into the herd behavior of market participants and how emotions, such as fear and greed, can dramatically affect market movements. By examining market psychology, traders can better predict market reactions to news events or economic indicators. Murphy illustrates how sentiment analysis and the contrarian approach can be utilized to spot potential turning points in the market. This knowledge is crucial for developing a comprehensive trading strategy that takes into account not only technical indicators, but also the psychological state of the market. Lastly, trading systems and money management. In the final key topic of the book, Murphy addresses the critical components of successful trading systems and the principles of money management. He outlines how to develop a trading system tailored to individual risk tolerance and investment goals. The discussion includes the significance of backtesting strategies and the necessity of having a disciplined approach to manage risk. Murphy stresses the importance of setting stop-loss orders and the role of position sizing in preserving capital. This section is essential for anyone looking to create a sustainable trading practice, emphasizing that successful trading is not only about predicting market movements, but also managing potential losses and protecting gains. In conclusion, Technical Analysis of the Financial Markets by John J. Murphy is an indispensable resource for anyone interested in trading or investing in the financial markets. It offers comprehensive insights into technical analysis, from fundamental concepts to advanced trading strategies. This book is particularly beneficial for traders looking to enhance their analytical skills and develop a solid understanding of market dynamics. Murphy's clear explanations and practical approach make complex topics accessible to readers of all levels, from beginners to experienced professionals. The inclusion of psychological aspects and money management principles further underscores the holistic approach required for successful trading. Ultimately, this guide is not just about theory, but about empowering traders to make well-informed decisions, effectively manage risk, and capitalize on opportunities in the financial markets. If you would like to support John J. Murphy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.